Like, we literally spent every day with each other for a whole year. Oh my God, I'm gonna cry.
No.
No, like, yeah. And then he, like,
Oh, it's
and then,
okay. Yeah.
like, when I started, like, to get followers and all that, he would just, like,
Oh, honey.
Welcome to the Oh Honey podcast,
where you get the sticky and the sweet with Summer
and Amanda and Nicolette.
Hey.
So we have Nicolette. She is a YouTuber. You got your start on Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
And what year was that? 2018?
It was like a year ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much a year ago.
That's awesome. How did that happen? Like,
okay, so it was a year ago, and my mom and I were just, like, going through a rough patch, and we were just, like, always fighting all the time, and I was basically going back and forth between my mom and my dad's house, and then I had, like, a falling out with my dad, and I just moved into my mom's house full time, and we were, like, learning how to live with each other, and so we were just fighting all the time, and then she was working 24/7, and I felt like I was just, like, a girl, like, crying for help, like, from her mother, because I would never get, like, any attention from her, and then we would have so many problems. And so one day my friend and I were, like, joking around, and we were saying, like, we were talking about, like, our problems with our parents, and then we were like, how would a Beverly Hills brat, like, react to this situation? And we, like, were making a joke out of it, and, like, we were, like, getting into this, like, brat character, and then I, like, wrote into Dr. Phil, and the producers responded, and then my mom and I, like, went on the show, and then the show aired, and it kind of, like, got a lot of attention, and we ended up starting a YouTube channel after that. And
with your, so you built this character that wasn't you on the show.
It was like, like, the problems were kind of real, but
yeah, it was over-exaggerated.
It was over-exaggerated, for sure.
Yeah.
And that's not, like, me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm obviously not that, like, crazy.
Do you have to fight to, like, prove
that? Yeah, I feel like I always have to fight to prove that.
Yeah, because that's what kind of launched
you, and
right?
Whenever I meet people, they think I'm this, like, crazy brat, and I'm like, no, I'm not.
Yeah. I have mixed feelings about that, because, like, obviously, I mean, it's great. Like, if you're playing a character, it's one thing. But, like, on the show, it's, like...
It was just, like, an episode that was just overly exaggerated.
Yeah. Yeah, because then it's, like... Because my only feelings towards it are, you know, that other young girls may watch it and be, like, yeah, that's
if
how
I
we...
do that, that's how I get famous.
Yeah.
That's why I don't Danielle got that bad baby girl.
Oh, how she... Well, it's the same... It's the same with... Yeah, and then she was on Dr. Phil,
I noticed,
too.
Like, after I was on it, and, like, people saw, like, I started a YouTube channel and it was doing well, like, people started to do that, and you could just, like, see straight through it. Like, people were just, like, making fake stories.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They weren't, like, blowing up from it, because
it's
like,
already
people
happened.
Just see through it, and it's already happened.
Yeah, so it's almost like, so what do you try to use your platform now for? Is it, like, kind of the same vibe of, like, the drama and...
Yeah, I kind of made my channel, like, a reality show, and I just hang out with my family, and we just film it, and, like, whatever goes on is just filmed.
Would you say it's in the same kind of vibe as the Dr. Phil show of that character that you put
no,
on
not at all. Like, I'm actually really happy I have my channel, because I get to showcase, like, the real me.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So it is authentic.
Yeah, it's,
is...
like, very authentic.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I try to keep everything, like, as real as possible on there, and
that's cool. And what's your following now? Do you kind of know your demographic?
I hit 1 million on YouTube.
Oh, congrats.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a huge accomplishment.
I know, it's like
a lot
crazy.
Of people.
And I've always wanted to do YouTube ever since I was younger, so it's just crazy I get to do it now.
Yeah.
Like, ever since I was 8, I would, like, film, like, random videos on my webcam.
Yeah, and now you have your own platform, but with that comes a ton of responsibility.
Yeah, responsibility with it.
Yeah.
So yeah, sometimes you don't realize, like, a bunch of people are watching you.
Yeah, well, you're super young, too.
Yeah, I just turned 17 last week.
Yeah, oh, well, happy belated.
Thank you. Happy belated birthday.
Yeah. But, like, as you get older, too, have you decided that, okay, is this what I want to do for the rest of my life, is record videos with my family, or are you just kind of figuring out what you want to do along the way, or is it,
so, I definitely want to keep doing, like, YouTube and all that, and I just want to do as much as I can in entertainment, and then also I want to do more like entrepreneur stuff. Like I'm trying to build a clothing line now, and then also this other superfood company. And I'm just trying to work on a ton of stuff and just do like YouTube, entrepreneur, like business kind of stuff. And then also I'm working on this like reality show on this digital platform, which will be fun. And so I'm just trying to like immerse myself in as much as I can.
Yeah, no, you must be super busy for a 17-year-old. It's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's crazy because my life like changed. Like
yeah,
before Dr. Phil or any of that, I would just like, I would just be like a normal 16-year-old, and then my life just completely changed.
What advice would you give to somebody like around your age, or you know, 15, 16, wanting to start their own YouTube page, or wanting to, you know, get people watching them or looking at them?
So I would say consistency is so important, and just be you, like be authentic and be real, because people will relate to that and like resonate with that.
Yeah.
And they'll like,
but you have a story that kind of contradicts that advice, right?
Like, yeah, so it's hard. It's weird. Well, like it started out like that, but then like now I'm like real, and it's like authentic to me, and like everyone knows the real me. Like now it's like that, but it didn't start out like that. Yeah. So it's like weird, but
And but you also respect your parents.
Yes,
now,
I do.
Right?
Yeah.
And your mom. Yeah. So that's super important to me. It's like, that's one thing that I think a lot of kids have to learn when growing up also, is like how important it is to treat your parents with respect.
Yeah, especially when you're going through your teenage years. Like I'm going through it now. Like my mom and I fight so much, and we're like, I'm like, oh my God, like we're just fighting all the time.
Still?
And then, yeah. And then we like make up, and
And
then I'm like, oh my God, my mom's actually amazing. And then
it's
just so much back and forth.
If I ever gave my mom attitude, she would just whack.
Like, my mom and I like don't have the typical mom and daughter relationship.
Yeah.
It's like we fight like sisters because we're like basically like sisters. She's like my best friend.
Yeah.
We don't have the typical like mom-daughter relationship.
I guess, well, you're kind of like best friends with your mom, right?
Yeah, but we don't fight. I love my mom. Like I would never say any, like when we fight, it's like, like it's like I was a kid, like, you know, like your mom gets mad at you and I let her get mad at me.
Yeah.
I never like talk back to her. Like even when I'm 22, I would never.
Yeah.
So I guess people are different.
It's just, no, it's I don't like really talk back to my mom. It's just like we like have arguments like here and there.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I see what you're saying though too. I think that's a learning process even for you.
Cause
you are young, but like with this platform, like you take on a huge responsibility, you know, and even if it's your genuine lifestyle and people see you being disrespectful to your mom, then, you know, they're going to
then
look
they think
at that.
That's okay.
Yeah, they're going to be like, oh, she does it and she has a huge following. Like, let me do that to my mom. She doesn't know, you know, and it's like that, you know, that's not okay, because that leads on into your everyday life too, of, you know, respecting others, respecting like the people that you work for, people that work for you.
Yeah.
So it just like, it's like a kind of a domino effect, you know, for the rest of life.
So on your YouTube channel now, do you like showcase you and your mom fighting?
I've had like two videos of that,
mm-hmm.
but because we try to like film it like a reality show.
Mm-hmm.
And especially like we still film it like a reality show now, but especially like 2 months ago, we were just literally showing everything.
Yeah.
And for example, this one day we were filming and we just like, we're not getting along.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just filmed that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're right, like there is an audience watching and they're gonna see that. But I don't think of that sometimes. Sometimes like I literally just like film what's like going on and I don't even think about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important too. Like always in the back of your head, like, you know, even, you just got to realize that there is an audience out there. And if you know your audience, like, you know what age demographic they are and stuff too. So you kind of like want to be responsible for that audience as well, even though you are in that age demographic.
Yeah.
So it's like you're, but with that, you got to grow up a little bit quicker than the rest of the world, right?
Because,
you know, you're a role model at that point to a million people. And that's a lot of people. And then from there, they're being influencing other kids and other people as well. So, it's just like,
you're right. It's like a domino effect.
Mm-hmm. And especially if you want to do things and become an entrepreneur, like with that, it's, you have to, you know, work on yourself. Like as an entrepreneur, you can't be a person
you know, that's wronging so many people along the way, or just like disrespecting others, because you're not going to get that respect as an entrepreneur. You have to give respect to get respect, right? And especially like with family, I think that's one of the most important things. But
yeah,
just like you learn as you go.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
But you gotta learn faster.
No, I don't think I'm a disrespectful person. It's just like.
Yeah. No, you've been super nice and every. This is my first time meeting you, and you've been super respectful since like even like coming here and just really nice to us. So that makes me wonder if it is like more of an act for the YouTube, you know, platform and stuff. And I know that. That family can fight a lot more than like people that you just meet, right? It's like you get in arguments with your sister. Do you have siblings?
Yeah, I have a sister.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a little sister.
Oh, she's younger than you. Okay. And does she do YouTube as well?
She does it on my channel. I'm trying to convince her to like build her own channel, but probably she'll do it like when she's older.
How old is she?
She's 12.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, she's so young.
Yeah.
And how does she feel about it?
She likes it. She has fun with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's like a good like bonding experience for us.
Yeah.
Like I'm closer with my mom and sister than ever before because we like get to bond over filming and like we have so much fun over that.
But I also what I noticed is like when you're working with family and...
Yeah, it goes crazy.
Yeah, and that's where you really have to establish like your relationship, your respect for others and stuff too, because like that's just another layer. Like that's not just being family anymore. Now you're coworkers.
Yeah.
And now you're like have to, you both all have, I'm sure, probably different creative ideas and stuff too, which you can clash a little on different topics. So
yeah.
Do you notice that happening a lot or?
Oh my God. Yeah. Like 2 weeks ago, my mom and I like we had like this like creative difference and yeah.
And how do you work it out normally?
We just kinda like it took us like a few days of just like kind of being a little angry at each other, and then we just talked it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we just, like, got through it.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's really, like, it's really tough, like, working with family. Like, I don't even, like how I was saying, like, I have arguments with my mom. Like, it's not even, like, it's not even, like, normal teenager stuff. It's like, I didn't like that thumbnail. Like, just things like that.
Things that you think are so big in the moment, too.
Yeah.
And then you realize that you're like, oh, okay, well.
Yeah, like, we literally didn't talk, like, over, like, three days because of like a thumbnail.
Yeah.
Like it was wild.
Yeah, it's like anytime I would argue with my sister, we would argue and then we'd be okay like 5 minutes later. You'd be like
yeah. Sometimes like you just like with family you just argue and then you're like
yeah, then it's fine
perfectly
after.
Fine.
Yeah, but I mean it's great that you hit 1 million. I can't wait to see what you do with your platform. I hope it's like, because 1 million is going to lead to 2 to 3 to 4, so it's like from there, whether it's with family stuff or even fashion. I think that's super, like, you have fun with fashion?
Yeah.
You like it? And what type of line do you want to start?
Just everyday wear.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So, like, athleisure and, or just, like, casual jeans. And
like, honestly, everything, like, skirts, jeans, tracksuits, like, all of that.
Yeah. And how did you, like, what inspired that?
Well, I've always wanted to do it ever since I was younger, and then now I'm like, oh, like, I kind of know how, so.
Yeah.
Why not?
Did you go to school? Or are you still in school right now?
Yeah, I'm doing online school.
Oh, cool. I feel like so many kids are doing that now.
Yeah, so many.
Yeah, it's a lot of online school or homeschooling. And
especially out here in LA, like everyone is just like, yeah, I'm homeschooled. I'm online school.
Yeah. What's that schedule kind of like for?
So it's really hard balancing it with work and all that.
Yeah.
I just, like, I'm honestly really behind. Like, I just need to, like, find time to do it.
Yeah. Oh, so you put like the YouTube first and then online school second.
Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah. I think, what do you learn?
Because with that, like, I could always just catch up on that. But with YouTube, like, I can't miss an upload. But like,
yeah,
with that, I could just.
How often do you upload?
I was doing 3 times a week and then now I'm doing 2 times a week. Like, I've just started that this week. Yeah.
So you'll.
Because I want to put like more quality.
Yeah.
Into it.
Which is great. I think that's a smart technique. Some people are doing it every day and literally just killing themselves trying to do it
every day. It's amazing for the growth, but like you eventually have to stop.
Yeah. And it's also, you need some of that time, like just not filming.
Yeah.
And just living your life and being a kid. Like with, do you ever feel like you're overwhelmed with work or is it?
Honestly, yeah, sometimes, but not most of the time because it's fun for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's what I do for fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And it doesn't even feel like work at all.
And do you meet new people through it or
yeah,
new friends?
Yeah, I'm pretty much like everyone in my life I like meet through that.
Okay. And then your mom has her own YouTube channel?
Yeah, she just built her own.
Oh,
she
cool.
just started it a few weeks ago, I think.
So you each are getting your own and kind of like tying it in with one another?
Yeah, exactly.
Is your dad a part of this or is he in your life?
No, I used to, like, basically my parents are divorced.
Okay.
And I used to just go back and forth, like, from my mom's house to my dad's house. And then I had, like, a falling out with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't talk about it online because I, like, respect his privacy.
Yeah.
But I live with my mom full time.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't, like, vlog with him or
anything.
Have
you guys always lived in California or did you move out here?
Yeah, when I was really young, I grew up in Calabasas. And then we moved to, like, the Beverly Hills area when I think I was, like, 8.
Okay. And you moved out here with your mom? And
your sister. Both of them, like my mom and my dad.
Got it.
Started living with my mom when I was like 14 or 15.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so that was kind of like a new relationship
for
you and your mom, like just to be together around each other.
Yeah, like that's literally, like why we ended up on Dr. Phil is because we were like trying to like learn how to live with each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard, right?
Yeah.
But you're figuring it out and I'm sure you're growing from it. Like, yeah, I don't know. It's just everyone, when you come from a different household and you try to understand like how somebody is like dealing with things and going through things like with their family, it's like I always revert back to like me and my mom and I'm like, God, like my mom would literally kill me if I was just like.
Yeah, I think that's the difference between like when they stop spanking kids is not a good thing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna spank my kids.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, the wooden spoon.
But you guys
bring out the wooden spoon.
Like kids don't fear their parents anymore, and it's not your fault. It's like just like life. It's like we just need to fear our parents. Because then you don't talk back. You don't do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, not to the point of like abuse.
No,
and,
but
like,
fear in a sense where respect.
Yeah,
like, it's like I'm not gonna talk that way because
you need to be put in your place.
Yeah,
at the same time,
kids, parents don't even know how to put their kids in their place anymore. Cause like, oh, I can't spank them or I can't do anything.
Discipline them.
I can't discipline.
I can't
them
take away their phone
because
like,
and then parents are scared of the kids.
Yeah,
you know, so it's like.
Well, now nowadays it's like if you spank your kid, it's like child abuse. And you get
like,
your kid taken away, and then downward spiral.
Kids are calling
from
the police, like, my mom spanked me.
Yeah.
Can you imagine back like 10, 20 years ago, someone, people would be like,
you
probably deserved it.
Okay,
good
cool.
For her.
And teachers were doing it too.
I know, it's crazy how it's changed so rapidly.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think, obviously, always disclaimers, right? Don't abuse your kids.
No,
don't like
no.
make them bleed.
There's a fine line.
Yeah.
There's a nice little tap on the booty.
Yeah, it's like, hey, don't do that.
Yeah. It's not, people always take it and make it like something that's not like, oh, I was just, it's just like, no. There's a fine line between abuse and discipline.
My mom she's been teaching karate her whole life, and she knows these awesome pressure points.
Oh my gosh. Don't use pressure points on your kids, please.
Yeah, she was just like, right here. But it's like, for a second, you're like, no, don't do it. But it's almost like as a joke at the same time.
Right.
Not to worry, she makes you pass out. But you don't want to mess with mom, ever. All right, I say let's just quickly dive into the honey pot. So this is where...
It's the honey pot.
This is where our fans write in and we give some advice to them, unprofessional advice about love, life, relationships, all that good stuff.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, honey. Hi, girls. I've been dating a guy for about 6 months, and he won't post anything about me on his social video. It's like I'm not existent on his social. Is that a bad sign? Would it be weird if I brought it up to him? I don't want him to think I'm annoying and worried about something stupid like this, but also, I don't know why he is hiding me. It makes me think he is either embarrassed of me or doesn't want other girls to know he has a girlfriend. But maybe I'm just insecure. I don't know.
I think bring it up to him. If it bothers you, just bring it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you feel about, well, I'm assuming you're totally fine with it, but what do you feel about posting relationships on?
Oh my God, I actually like have something to say about this. Like, I'm in a relationship right now.
Oh, okay.
I've been in one for, I think, like almost 9 months.
Oh, wow.
And like, we don't post anything about it.
Really?
Yeah. And it's been like back and forth. Like, in the beginning he was like, can we be more public? And then I was like, no, I don't want to like have a public relationship. And then I was like, oh wait, like, can you actually like be on my channel? Like, I want to film together. And then now he's like, no. Mm-hmm. And I like,
it switched.
Yeah. And then for a while turned. I was like upset. I was like, why won't he film with me? Like, what's wrong? Like, is he like embarrassed me or something? Mm-hmm. And then we eventually just like talked it out, and he just like doesn't want to be like on social media, and mm-hmm. he doesn't want to be out there and all that. Yeah. But
did he tell you why?
Yeah, he just like doesn't like want to be into like fame, or like he doesn't just want to be like.
Yeah, he wants his privacy.
Yeah, he likes his privacy.
Yeah.
And I think with her situation, like, I don't know, just bring it up to him.
Yeah.
Maybe he just doesn't like posting other people on his socials.
Yeah.
But if you're in a relationship, I feel like, I don't know, it's not like they should be posting each other, or they shouldn't, just, it depends on the person.
It depends.
Like, some people like posting their relationships, some people don't.
Mm-hmm. And I would never say force somebody to post.
Yeah, never. Yeah.
Because then it's just weird. Then you're just like
maybe she like she's questionable. Like, she's thinking like he's embarrassed of her or something, but maybe just to him it's like, oh, like, I just don't like post anyone else, or he didn't even think about it.
Yeah, I guess I'm looking.
So maybe
at
just
it.
Bring it up to him if it's really bothering.
There's like, two things
her?
It could be.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the, oh, I don't want people to know I have a girlfriend because I'm single. And
yeah, it could be
so
that.
That's what she could be insecure about, but it could also be like me. I don't post my boyfriend, but it's not because I know, like, cheating on him on the low, you know?
It's
just because I like to keep things that are really important to me private, because I have posted it before and he got like death threats. Like, people always like DMing him the meanest things, and it's just like, why? Like, why even let people into my private like life like that, because it's so important to me, and people like to kill happiness. So I'm just like, no, you have no.
Yeah, so it, like, honestly, like, she's probably like thinking like it could be something, but maybe it like isn't even anything at all. He just doesn't even like think about posting her.
Do you have any friends that now do the same thing kind of to you, ask you to post some more, post them all the time, or is that never really an issue with you?
In the beginning, when I first started like doing Instagram and YouTube and all that, I would have friends that would ask that, but then I realized they were just using me for it, so I had to like cut them out. But nobody in my life now like asks that.
Yeah. Was it hard to cut them off?
Yeah, really hard.
Yeah. Like, your close friends are just kind of...
Yeah, like, I had this, like, best friend for, like, a year. Like, we literally spent every day with each other for a whole year. Oh, my God, I'm gonna cry.
No.
No, like, yeah, and then he, like...
Oh, it's okay.
And then, like, when I started, like, to get followers and all that, he would just, like, be like, why aren't you posting me? Why aren't you posting me?
Mm-hmm.
And I just really felt like he was using me.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I just had to cut out.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's also a conversation, too. Did you try talking to him about it?
Yeah, kind of, and, like, it just...
Can you get a tissue?
Oh, my God.
Mama, there's tissues over there. I just, okay. The whole thing.
Just the whole thing.
Just the whole thing. There we go. There we go.
Thank you.
All right. Did you have a conversation with him?
Yeah, and, like, kind of, we talked about it a little, but... He would, like, I stopped hanging out with him, and then I would, like, I stopped hanging out with him for, like, 2 weeks, and then I hung out with him again, and he wouldn't, like, like, he kept trying to take a selfie with me, and then I was like, I don't want to, like, take a picture, and then he was like, why, like, we need to, like, take a picture, and he, like, didn't stop, and so I literally, like, left after, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, it was just like that, and so yeah. I just, like, I didn't really confront it.
Yeah.
But... And then I hung out with him again, like, a week later. I was like, okay, I'm going to give this another try. And he, like, kept trying to take videos the whole time. And I was like, what are, like...
Yeah.
It just got really weird because it was, like, my best friend for so long.
Yeah. What I've noticed, though...
It was just, like, why, like, before then I didn't have followers or anything. So he wouldn't, like, obviously it was, like, a real friendship. And then after it just, like, took a turn. It was just so weird. Like, I just can't wrap my head around it.
Yeah. It's also a new thing for him. Like, you have, it's no excuses for anybody that's trying to take advantage of somebody ever, but it's like, if it's a new thing for him where, okay, my friend just has a million followers all of a sudden, like, whoa, okay, let's do this. Like maybe yeah. he's, like, super excited and he doesn't know his, you didn't set the boundaries yet of being like, hey, no, it's like, when I hang out with you, I want to hang out with you and
yeah, and just it just chill. Felt so weird because it was like, why do you only want to hang out with me for
yeah,
like taking
yeah
for the clout. For clout? Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, but I wonder, like, I'm sure, like, if you never got clout or whatever, I'm sure he would still be your friend.
Yeah, yeah, it was just so it, like, I didn't have any clout and we were like best friends, and then yeah. it just like took a weird turn. It was like, it was just so like,
whose idea was it to just cut him out completely?
Like, everyone in my life.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, I feel like in those, sometimes you have to kind of listen to your gut, too, because obviously you care about him. You know, you wouldn't be crying if you didn't care about him. But I think it's also just having that communication of being, like, sending him down away from cameras, away from friends, away from family, and just being having a heart-to-heart of, like, it's really important for me to have a genuine friendship. And for you to respect that this is my work now.
Yeah, I'm remembering all this now because yeah. I literally, like, put it, like, I sent it back to, like, the back of my head, so, like, I wouldn't even remember. Mm-hmm. But I remember, like, I went to his house and, like, I was just, like, we were just, like, talking. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh, my God, okay, like, we're finally, like, getting good again. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, oh, yeah, like, we should film together tomorrow. And I was like, And then, yeah, and he just was just, like,
out there,
like,
again.
We, like, literally, like, talked all night and, like, had, like, the deepest conversation, and then all he wanted to do was just, like, film.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, but I think it's important in life in general to have those genuine friends, but sometimes things do come up that you have to have, you know, I know you had a brief conversation, like, kind of about it, or, like, you told him, hey, I don't like that, and he did it again, right?
Yeah.
Was it, like, a very, like, heartfelt conversation that you
yeah,
had?
Yeah, it was just, like, a constant cycle of, like, having the conversation, and then it would go back, and then yeah. so I was just, like, I'm done
yeah.
with that.
Yeah, it's hard. Well, sometimes you do have to cut people out, too.
Yeah.
So, and that's okay. But, I mean, as long as you have, like, with your family, you feel like you're comfortable, and you can
yeah,
talk with them, and they always have your back, and... Does it feel that way with you?
Yeah, always.
Yeah. Okay. Well, our advice...
That's what matters.
Yeah. Our advice would be to just tell him that, hey, why aren't you posting me? And if he tells you...
Oh, my God, yeah, we were giving her advice, and then I am just
No,
are giving me advice.
No, that's how it works, though. That's yeah. what this podcast is, though, is kind of telling our stories, giving some real advice from each other, and then... hopefully giving you guys some advice, too. But our advice to you would be to have the conversation, you know, just sit him down, like, hey, like, nothing too intense. Like, why aren't you posting me? And then if he comes at you with, like, well, I just don't want other girls to see me with you because...
yeah.
Then you're going to be like, okay, bye.
Yeah, then there's a problem.
Yeah, but if he's like, no, I just like to keep my privacy... Like,
but that's pretty much
private.
They're not going to say, he's not going to say,
no.
Oh, I don't want to post you because I want to.
Yeah.
He's going to be like, oh, no, true. I just don't want to. He's going to make up something. So, but you can read the room.
Yeah. Go with your gut. If he's like looking left and right and down and around. And
like, oh. Yeah, if he's getting a little nervous.
Yeah. Well, I guess if he gets nervous too, he's probably not like, this is like a very direct question. So it's like people get nervous
and
sometimes.
And I think it's different. So we are people that have like followers. This yeah. is our business. So me, I have a reason. Like when I think about my socials, I don't think of it as, oh, I'm a girl from my hometown and I have 2,000 followers and all people from my hometown, right. You know?
It's looking so,
yeah, I feel like it's
if
different.
If I was that person, I probably would post my boyfriend. Because why not? When am I keeping him private from? I don't, like, no one's even seeing him.
It's exactly. But when you have, like, followers, it's different.
Yeah, it's different. So if he's, that's why we need more details. Because if she's just a normal girl and he is just a normal dude from a hometown and they're not posting each other, it's a little fishy.
Yeah.
That's my thing.
Yeah, a little bit. But it's also some people are really just careful because they have their parents don't know about the other person yet, too.
And that's also not a good sign.
Well, that could be a thing. It's like, I don't know how long they've been dating in it. Yeah, but
that's why we need details.
Yeah, because then it's like, okay, what are the reasons for not posting? The reasons are maybe the parents don't know yet and they don't want to just have the first thing be a post on social media.
But that's an easy conversation, I think, to have. So that goes back to communication is key.
Mm-hmm. Facts. Yeah, I think just ask him. Just, like, sit down with him and talk about it.
Yeah.
For sure.
And if he's lying, just say bye.
All right, fan question number two.
I don't... They have no intro, no hi, nothing.
No, straight to it. They just want
to
know.
Straight
to the question.
I don't have that much money, and I'm dating a girl who comes from a rich family. How do I live up to the standards of the luxurious world that she is used to if I don't have the money to support her in that way?
Very direct.
I know, no sugarcoat, nothing, no intro.
Yeah, straight to the point.
Yeah.
No outro, nothing, just.
What would you say, Nicolette?
I think if she really, like, loves you, and it's like and I don't think, like, she would really mind. Like, I don't think she would care if, like, you're taking her to the fanciest restaurants and all of that. Like, when you're in a relationship with someone, like, you're not, like.
Yeah, I can see.
If you really love them, like, you're not going to care about all of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see how somebody could be, like, intimidated.
Yeah, I could see why.
Yeah, and then a little, you know. Yeah, I think it should be motivating, you know? Like, all right, she comes from this great lifestyle. He wants to be able to do things for her that, you know, other guys could do that he can't yet. Like, let that motivate you even more towards your own career and your own life. But at the same time, like, in the meantime, it's like, don't beat yourself up about it.
Don't be, like, really worried about it.
Yeah, it's like, do sweet, thoughtful things.
Right. Yeah. See, we've kind of had a question like this before, and it kind of goes back to, like, I think she probably knows he's not that, and she's probably grown up with that. She's had that her whole life, so she's not looking for a guy to take her out on nice dates. Like, that's what she does with her parents, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like, she probably wants more of a thoughtful, real, wholesome person to be with. So
versus someone that's just gonna buy her things all the time.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, what? She's like, if she definitely, like, knows. So
just live your life, have confidence. That's probably why she's attracted to you anyways. It's like, you know, it's like, I feel like anytime in a relationship when people lose that confidence, it's like little attractive points, like, fall off.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, like, be confident in yourself, work hard, and do thoughtful things, and don't stress about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of my most favorite gifts didn't even cost a penny.
Yeah.
So it's like.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah.
What was one of them? Do you know?
At the top of your
head. Give some, like, ideas for guys out there.
No, but, I mean, these ones did cost a penny, like, just, like, a few pennies, but, like, no, but, like, for Valentine's, Bennett went out, and he, like, got picture frames, and he got, like, all, like, our favorite memories, like, pictures, and he got them developed, and he put them in picture frames.
Really?
Oh, that's so cute. Yeah, so it's, like, little things where it's, like, it took him time and effort, and he had to think about it, it was so cute. It was just really cute, and it's just not, like, something that costs a lot of money.
But takes more time than some things cost. Like, that's the most valuable thing you can give somebody is their time.
Right.
Your time. So, yeah.
Exactly.
How did you meet your boyfriend?
I went to public school for freshman year.
Okay.
And then after that, I left. So we met, like, when I was in school.
Oh, okay. So your freshman year. And then you're a senior?
No, junior.
Okay. Yeah. Junior on online school. And he still goes to the public school?
Yeah. Yeah, he still goes to, like, my old school and everything.
Do you ever get jealous or anything?
Sometimes I kind of wish I had my, like the typical, like, high school life, like, mm-hmm. that I used to have. But then I think about it and I'm like, No, like when I was in school, like I was wishing that I'm living the life that I live now.
Right. You always want
what you Yeah, you always have. Want what you can't have.
Yeah. You're like, sucks. That's nice over there. And you get there and you're like, nope.
Yeah, literally. I drive past it and I'm like, other way.
Yeah.
What do like your classmates think of you now? Do you talk to any of them? Do they talk about you?
I don't really talk to many of them. Like I hang out with them occasionally. Like I hang out with a few of them occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I don't really like know what they think of me. I don't really.
Did you have to deal with bullying at all online?
Yeah.
Like, and what? How did? Like, what type of bullying would you get? Comments or?
Yeah, like comments when like all the Dr. Phil stuff came out. But like, I don't blame people for like commenting on that. Like,
because you thought the same thing. Was it because you thought the same thing, kind of what they were saying of your character that you portrayed on the show? So it's like you would get those comments and then you'd just be like, oh, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you sure?
Yeah, like, yeah.
She's like, sounds yeah, like you're yeah. No, I'm just like, sure.
No, I'm like, yeah, I just.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just like thinking of how to answer the question.
Yeah. Well, it's, I mean, because everybody gets those comments on social media. But if you do something so extreme, you're definitely going to get those comments on social media.
Yeah, like when I sometimes post something and then people are commenting like mean things about it. And I'm like, yeah, I know they're true.
Yeah. I wonder if I would consider that. Well, I guess it depends how mean the comments are, if they're constructive, right?
Yeah, constructive criticism. Like sometimes I agree with like.
Yeah, some of the stuff.
Yeah.
But then if it's just like, go kill yourself. Yeah. Then you're like, okay. You're like, you're a bully.
Yeah,
and that's
exactly.
Evil. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think anytime that, you know, you don't like something like that you see, and even it's just finding a way to get your point across in the most like beneficial way to that person. Otherwise, if it's not benefiting that person, why say it?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, talking about somebody's looks. Normally people can't help the way they look.
Yeah, exactly.
So you saying about how
Yeah,
bad
you saying that they're like fat or
then
like
you're a bully and nobody
like, their
likes
hair
the bully.
Looks weird, like you're literally a bully.
Yeah. And then if you're the bully saying that, then I would just go to you and be like, "Hey, you're not being a good person right now." Like this would be my comment to them instead of being mean to them cuz they're a bully. Like my reply to them would be something constructive to where hopefully one day they're not a bully anymore. And it's just like usually those type of comments, like, we've talked about this in our other podcast, too.
Like, you comment back something, like, oh, my God, I love you. I didn't know you would reply. I'm like.
Yeah, yeah. Like, what the fuck? It just shows, like, how.
Sometimes people are just doing it, like.
To get attention.
They've maybe commented a million times, you're pretty, you're amazing. And then the one time they comment something mean, they might get a reply because it's like, okay, that's not working. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to say something really mean. Because we can, as humans, we see a million nice comments, mm-hmm. and then we see one
and then
mean
one.
And that's what's going to eat us up all day.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why can't we see the nice, amazing comments and that be in our mind all day? And we're just like frolicking through the world.
It's the hate comments.
It's like one mean one. It's like, your whole life is like.
Yeah, versus like 2,000 like nice ones.
Yeah.
Just life, I guess.
I just want to dive into really quick because I know these comments are going to come, but just so we address everything, right? It's like people will say, why are you giving Nicolette a platform to, you know, grow her following even more when, like, she's doing these disrespectful things, right? But I think you're working on that, right? You're working on that type of content of just.
Yeah, like, I'm not the person that went on Dr. Phil.
Exactly.
Like, I'm not the same person. I've grown so much.
Yeah, and I think it's also interesting for me, especially to hear from you, what have you learned from, you know, doing that on Dr. Phil to now of, like, things that you're like, oh, okay, like, people don't think this is cool. People don't like this, you know?
So much. Like, my life has changed so much in the past year. Like, I've just learned so much. I feel like I've grown up a lot, too.
Mm-hmm.
Just from literally everything.
Do you regret anything?
No, like, because if, like, I don't want to say I ever regret anything, because,
mm-hmm.
like, one thing can change your whole life.
Right. Yeah, you were lucky, and it's a rare thing, you know, to be one of the people that just blow up from, you know, being on a show or blow up from having like one hit wonder, you know?
Yeah.
Like But you're working hard now to have longevity in your career and the things that you're doing.
Yeah.
So you're working on a fashion line, you're working on your own YouTube, you're making content every 2 days a week, and then content for your family as well. So it's a lot of stuff. And I don't think people realize how much work goes into social media.
Yeah, people don't at all. Yeah. Like, they think, like, oh, you just snapped a picture for Instagram. And it's like, no, like, I got my hair done, I got my makeup done, I took a million pictures, and then the picture came out.
Yeah.
And then and with YouTube videos, like, people don't realize how much work goes into that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and even this podcast right now.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a whole team out here.
Yeah, literally, the whole team right here.
Yeah, we like to say we woke up like this, but we didn't.
Yeah, we got
some stuff done. But yeah, I think it's important, though, especially for kids, like, you know, that are watching that, like, want to do what you did. Would you recommend doing it the way you did? I mean, I guess you...
Honestly, like, with the Dr. Phil thing?
Yeah.
Like, no. Like, a lot of people are doing it now, and it's just not working.
What were, like, the negative side effects of that?
People thinking that I'm this person that I'm not.
Yeah. And
like,
that's...
everyone, yeah.
That's one of the, like, most popular, like, one of the most popular episodes, right? So that's a lot of people see that person.
Yeah, and, like, everyone watches it. It's not just, like...
Yeah.
Like little kids from YouTube. It's like adults. People's moms, their grandmas.
Yeah.
Everyone.
And it puts you under this light of being just a horrible kid.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah, and that's what sucks for me. Like sometimes I'm like, I'll be at like a party or something and I'm like meeting people and I'm just thinking like, do they like think I'm this person? Like,
makes you a little self-conscious.
Yeah. Too. Really self-conscious.
If you could go back in time maybe and get your following and get your fame from maybe working longer and harder, would you do that instead of maybe that fast way to fame with Dr. Phil?
Honestly, no. Like, I don't really regret anything.
Mm-hmm. I think it's because it came so easy in the beginning for you. Like, what I can appreciate about building my brand and, you know, myself online is that I've had to do it for... like since 2011, I've been just like trying to brand myself in like comedy and trying to like, and that was a whole process for me. I got a lot of negative comments, but that helped me improve my content.
I don't want people to think I'm like, I didn't work for my platform because like I work so hard like every day, but.
Now you do. But in the beginning, like when you first, like how many followers did you get from Dr. Phil?
Well, like, the first month that it aired, I think, like, a couple hundred thousand, but...
Mm-hmm. And that's a lot of people.
Yeah, and like, I'm, like, so thankful for that, but yeah. I don't want people to think, like, I didn't work for it, because mm-hmm. I was, like, putting out content and everything, and, like...
Yeah, but yeah. I would say, and like, you know, I just want to be straightforward with you, too. It's just, like, that is such an opportunity that a lot of people don't
get. Yeah, I was
very,
like, lucky for that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was lucky, but it also made it a lot more work for you to have to get over that stereotype that you put on yourself, you know? It's like people can get famous doing a lot of horrible things, right? And not to say, I mean, it wasn't the best way to get
like
attention.
Like, if I could have it another way, I would, but I'm not going to be like, oh, I wish I did this. Like, I don't regret
it's
at all.
It's good to not regret your past because you learn from it, too. I'm sure you got to see yourself in a new light also, that you look back, and hopefully you look back and you look at that girl that was on Dr. Phil, and you're like, oh, God.
Yeah, that's me now.
Yeah, you're like, I am, like, you do not want to be that
people,
person.
Like, think, like, have that stereotype of me. I'm like,
yeah. But that's what you have to fight for now.
Yeah.
To be.
I'm fighting so hard for that.
Yeah.
Even when I like just make friends.
Because you are such a sweet girl. Like, you've been nothing but sweet, like, in coming here. I don't know what you're like at home with your family, but that's where, like.
No, I'm the same person with my family. Like, just because I put out, like, a video of me arguing with my mom, like, once in, like, every 6 months. Like, who doesn't, like.
Yeah.
Get in a little argument, you know? Like.
Yeah. No, it's so true. You're not, don't think that you're a bad person ever. Don't leave that thinking that. I just think it's great to have that. The only way that you can grow is having that reflection and being able to be like, oh, wow, like, watching back, that, like, I do not like the way I looked on that. Like, you know, and I can better myself by having content that doesn't have as much as that. And like, yeah. you know, and even showing that self-growth through your YouTube videos that your audience can grow with you and be like, oh, wow, like, you know, like she's, because she's being this kind of person, like the world is accepting her more, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, to get anybody's respect, and you'll realize this too, even through like whether it be and whether you care or not, but it seems like you do care what, not necessarily what other people think, but who you are as a person.
Yeah.
So I think, and you meeting other YouTubers or other social media influencers that had to really grow their following from nothing. Like before I started Vine, I think I had like 20, like, not even 1,000 followers on social media. And I was like, okay, like, I just want to build my following. I had to work hard every day. I had to learn how to edit, write, produce, direct, like, on YouTube, on Facebook, and all these other platforms. So it was a lot of hard work, and I had, like, $0 to work with. So it's like, then at that point, you're just watching YouTube videos and trying to, like, self-teach yourself and going in debt, like doing improv and acting classes, you know, the struggle is real out there. So for people to see you being like handed 200,000 followers from doing something so disrespectful on TV, like immediately, you're gonna get that hate, you know?
Yeah.
You're gonna get that. It's not necessarily hate because it's understandable of where their emotions are coming from, but now it's your turn to prove that, okay, I can grow my following, and you're at a million now, but I can continue to grow my following and change it to something positive that you can truly be proud of.
Right, and it's not the fact, like, you have to, like, admit and be honest with yourself. Yes, you were handed an opportunity, but now yeah. it's your choice, mm-hmm. and it's up to you. Because anyone's given an opportunity. It's like some people are handed things. Some people date famous people, and they blow up. But it's
yeah.
like, what do they do, and what have they? What do they make
yeah, because
themselves
there's so many people that get opportunities, and they don't do anything with it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's where the respect from other people that you're going to get is going to come from, when they see that hard work that you're putting in, when they see that person that you're becoming, you know? It's like, or you have become, that's where, like, everybody's just going to be like, I would love to work with Nicolette. Like, Nicolette is awesome, you know? And I'm sure you have those type of people coming to you because you are putting in that work. So keep doing it. Keep growing. And I think that's good that you're also aware of the image that you originally put out and then always improving on that.
Yeah.
So I think that's awesome. And the fact that you're able to work with your family too, that's a blessing also.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, because my family's all the way in, like, you know, different place than I am. So it's like, and I travel all the time, so it's hard for me to see them. So the fact that you're around family every day, I think family is so important.
Yeah, I'm so thankful for that.
And yeah.
Yeah, we really get to bond over it, and I get to, like, see them every day.
Is YouTube your mom's full-time job too?
No, she's a dentist.
Oh, cool.
And she does, like, she goes and does that a few days a week, and then mm-hmm. she does, like, YouTube more for fun.
Yeah.
And yeah.
That's cool. It's so awesome what, like, social media just allows you to have a career and, like,
yeah,
really
it's
just
crazy. Like, I literally get to live my dream every day.
Yeah. That's so great. Well, congratulations. Keep it going. Keep on growing.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I
you
think
guys
we answered.
Too.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank yeah. We're all working.
Yeah.
For
you guys
it,
are
so.
Doing amazing.
Thanks.
Aww.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, I can't wait to see what the stuff that you come out with. I'm going to keep up with all of your stuff and make sure. And you guys can too. We'll put her links in the description below.
Link down
and you
below.
Can, like, check out all of her stuff. And then for those listening, thank you for listening to our podcast. Thanks for downloading Oh Honey. And make sure you subscribe to our YouTube.
And thumbs up. And if you have any of these juicy stories that you want to send mm-hmm. in, make sure you send them in to diary@ohhoneydiary.com.
Nice. A lot of sweet and sticky, juicy details. Give them to
and
us.
Make sure you include lots of details because we need the
we
deets,
need
people.
We need the intro. We need the outro.
Yeah, yeah. We need everything.
We need it all.
All right. Thank you, guys. We love you so much.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
Oh, honey.
Diary LLC
makes no warranty or guarantee as to the accuracy or sufficiency of the information featured in this podcast. The information and recommendations presented in this podcast are general opinions only.
This podcast should not be considered professional or expert advice. Reliance on the information provided in this podcast is done at your own discretion.
Oh, honey.